Okay, we're here with Coach Chris Harrington following tonight's 4-3 victory over Birmingham Hammers. Coach, how do you assess your team tonight? Got up big early and then had to hold on for the victory. How would you assess your team's performance?
Not good. Two words, not good. Told them after the game, we weren't happy with it. Again, it comes down to managing the game a bit better on the pitch. You know, these lads should know to keep the ball when we're winning 4-1, 4-2 even. The players that we took off, the players that come on are just as strong, so they should be able to do a better job managing the game. You know, obviously we're happy with the win, not happy with the performance though, not by any stretch of the imagination.
You got a big game coming up. Of course, this is a midweek match, and you have to travel all the way across the state on Saturday. What are the next couple of days hold in store for you? What's the schedule going to be like, and what is your focus going into Knoxville?
Focus, obviously, is to win. That's the focus every game. We'll train in the morning again, as usual, and then we will depart for Knoxville on Friday, train up there before we play Saturday. It's just about making sure the players that played a lot tonight recover tomorrow. But it's a reality check, you know, because it's not going to be an easy training session. These lads need to see, addressed after the game, people that come out to support and people pay into the game. So you need to really give more than that to the fans. So disappointing overall tonight, to be honest. Yeah, we won, but, you know, we can't be happy with just winning. We have to win the right way, and we didn't do that tonight.
You beat Knoxville 5-1 the first time that you played them. Is it possible that these guys will take Knoxville for granted? And how do you as a coach approach that situation? What are you going to say to them to make sure that that doesn't happen?
Is it possible? Anything's possible in football, but with myself, Stan and Rafa, that won't happen. 100% won't happen. If tonight wasn't a reality check for them, well, I don't know what is. We'll drill it into them from tomorrow that Saturday's game is going to be anything but easy. And they'll be ready to go on Saturday.
Coach, you look like it looks like we are locked into a playoff spot after tonight's win, and it looks like we could be in that 2-3 match, and then you're looking at a couple of games there in Chattanooga, July 7th through 9th. How do you keep these guys from looking forward to the playoffs and just keep them focused on the one match ahead?
Well, that's our job, you know. That's the profession that we're in, you know, to keep the lads focused. Because my mentality is the biggest game is the next game. And the players have known that since day one. You know, I don't think the playoffs is going to be a problem for us to focus on. We need to win on Saturday to secure that. So we make sure in training tomorrow that they're focused 100% and ready to go for Saturday.
Coach, congratulations on the 3 points that you picked up tonight, and all the best of luck, good luck, and safe travels going across the country to Knoxville on Saturday.
Thanks, Mitty. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate See ya. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Hey.
It's our Serbian tactical wizard. If you want to interview him?
I tried. He speaks English. And he said, you know what he said?
He speaks English.
I tried last game. You know what he told me?
Yeah.
He said, no, this is the coast. Coach Chris post-game interview, not the Coach Stan post-game interview.
I'll talk on the field with the boys. You should come to the practice one day, and then I'll talk over there. That's where I'm most comfortable.
That's funny.